All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Manny chimes in on the chat. He says, where's Brittany? Brittany and J-Fig should do a show together. I agree. Brittany is down the hall. She is doing the Marlins right now, Manny, because the Marlins are playing right now on AM 560.
What's the score?
It was 2-0 the last I checked in. Still 2-0, top of the fourth, runner on, one out. So Philly is off to a good start. The headlines, we'll get to those this hour, and those are brought to you by Doral Kia. In Miami, you'll always find at a Domino's game your abuelito, and whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. As right now, 2-0 Marlins on top of the Marlins down 2-0 to the Phillies right now as they go for the sweep. Still plenty of time left to go. Dolphins got their first day of training camp in the books. A lot of other things happening around the league.
Practice, not very long.
Not very long for day one, dude. Not very long. Marlins or Dolphins today in the books. I see Kyler Murray. Threw a bombski today in Vikings camp. We have a fight at Bengals camp with Jamar Chase. And we got Patrick Mahomes yelling at his teammates. We have Josh Allen telling everybody that the Bills uniforms aren't ugly.
They're disgusting. They're not ugly. They're disgusting.
Josh.
The new ones?
Yeah, they're new ones. They're gray ones.
I haven't seen them. Oh, the gray ones. Yeah, I think I have.
Too much.
Just too much.
You just ran out of ideas. At that point, he's like, oh, please. They're like, Josh, please go out there and make the uniforms, make them like them. I saw a thing on Twitter that the Heat were bringing back the vice versus for Giannis's first season, but then that was shot down. And I hope that's not true. I would rather let's just go in rotation to the blue vice uniforms. Or just stick with the black ones.
Nah, the black ones are the best.
The black ones are the best. I feel like you just do another year. People are, I mean, what are you going to sell? A gazillion?
I like the white ones with the trim.
I like the white ones too. The vice versa ones, we ran out of ideas. You know? You tried something. You stuck it against the wall. It was.
It is thick.
Nike squeezed every last drop out of that vice thing. They're like, what if we mix them all together? So I don't mind.
They weren't the worst, but they weren't.
They weren't the worst, but I don't want it for Giannis' first season.
No. All right,
let's go with let's just go with a classic vice with either black, white, or I'll allow blue. I like blue. The blues were cool. Dade Sass says we need the '90s throwbacks. Yeah, they always bring those back on anniversary years. I think on the fives and tens, they always bring back the. But I like just bring them back permanently. I love all the old uniforms. That's the way it should go. Heat, by the way, on this Klay Thompson thing, it feels like Klay Thompson, Leroy, is going to make a stink and try and get a buyout with the Dallas Mavericks. Now, Dallas is under no pressure to allow him to have a buyout.
I don't understand. Why does he want a buyout? Was he not playing?
I don't think he wants to play there. I think
he doesn't want to play there.
He wanted to play with Luka. That was why he signed there. He was planning on playing with Luka.
And AD.
And AD, and who knows how
long. Now he's just remnant.
Yeah, so who knows how long they're going to keep on Kyrie. Like, they say they're keeping Kyrie Irving. We'll see.
Come on, you know who's the GM right now, man.
Masai.
Yeah, he's going to make a move. He's going to try to gather as many picks as he can to either make a move for a big free agent or draft very well.
The move is you let Kyrie have a good first couple of months, show everybody the wheels are looking good, and then you send him off for a king's ransom.
Pretty much.
That's
you
what
think
you do.
You can still get a king's ransom for Kyrie?
I think if he looks good. I think if he looks good, I think people will get him, yeah.
I think so. Was he 35?
30, yeah, I think 35.
34. 34. Going to turn 35. And the thing about it is, though, Tobin and Leroy, is that they can, for him, from what Masai would want, he's going to get that. Because there is a team that
is a point guard away.
It's the San Antonio Spurs.
Well, unless they're gonna go all.
They're gonna
young.
Get rid of De'Aaron Fox.
They can get rid of Fox. Somebody takes Fox's.
That's
contract.
A lot of money, though.
I know, but I mean the fact of the matter is, he was supposed to be the vet leader of that team. While he's still in his prime, he's supposed to be that vet leader. He wasn't
that. He took an old man poop on the playoffs.
That was terrible.
So, therefore,
with the newspaper.
With the newspaper. And here's the other thing that people not realizing. That those damn OKC Thunder, man. Presti's so good. He's so sneaky.
Yeah.
He's so sneaky good. It's that the fact that he's able to get rid of certain players so that they're not under that apron and still get quality in return and still have those draft picks. So
and he duped Denver into getting into the second apron.
And then he duped Denver into getting the second apron, which kind of messed their chances of getting Peyton Watson.
Man. But as far as Clay's concerned, Leroy, he doesn't seem like he wants to be there. Now, the Heat can – if he were to – you know, again, they're under no pressure to do this, but if he were to tell him, hey – give me $7 million instead of 17, and then the Heat make him whole, give him $9 million because that's what their exception is, you know.
Oh, he's only on the books for $17 million.
Yeah. So I mean, the Heat could trade Jovic for him.
No.
But I don't want them to do that. One and two, I don't know how much they want $60 million of Jovic.
You know damn well if Clay get here and he don't not making shots. Like I don't want to bring in a player. I want it. Look, if you're gonna trade a young player. So far, all the young players they've traded, right? It was for somebody you knew damn well was going to be better and was worth it, right? I don't want to trade Jovic for Clay. Who's to say Jovic ain't going to be better than Clay this year? Clay wasn't great.
Giannis basically said that Jovic is going to be better than Clay. You know, I mean, that's what I gathered from the meeting in the behind-the-scenes video. Like, I know he didn't say that directly, but when I saw the look in Giannis's eye, when I saw him interact, that's what he meant. I mean, that's really what he meant. So,
dude, my face hurts so bad.
Because you're itchy?
No, just like because I'm. Anytime I let my hair grow long.
Yeah, me too, dude.
We get ingrown hairs, so you got to keep it short.
Not me, but you know, I get.
Minus one.
No, white folks' hair.
No, not you. You did not. You see.
I know. I know.
While you're but, explaining like, yourself and I'm why you're scratching, like you're itchy, this guy is dropping three like, oh, yeah, me too, man. Oh, not me.
Yeah.
You got no hair, man.
No, I do. I just shaved this morning. Oh, it's like a wolf.
Your face wouldn't even be able to handle hair.
Crazy.
Yo, if you go 4 months without shaving, Toby, what do you get, two strands?
Would
you get a peach fuzz?
You wouldn't even recognize me. I'd look like a homeless person.
Please.
Please.
Oh my God. This is not this is a week. Please. This is a week today.
Is it? Man, it took you a while.
Wow.
Point 4.
It would take you It would take you to the end of baseball. No. Baseball. I said it'd take you to Christmas to get this right here.
You think it would take me to Christmas? That's crazy talk. That wouldn't even take me. I could have that by tomorrow. Unfortunately, I'm not on the show tomorrow, you know? So what are you going to do?
Okay.
You're
gone for 2 days? Yes, you
are
gone.
Yeah.
Don't shave for the next 4 days.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I can't, you know, just to get so.
He's not going to do it. You know what he's going to look like? That, and he's going to say, I shaved this morning. I forgot.
Tobin has never had a no-shave November.
Oh, I mean, no. I have other charities. You know, I choose not to. I mean, I don't want to grow a mustache for no reason.
Know,
you know,
I know
just to look at me.
You, baby faces of America. That's where you donate on it. 40 years old, no facial hair.
How dare I could have facial hair. I choose not to, as I've said many times.
I've been saying that for 10 years.
Yeah,
you've been saying that for 10 years.
My mind hasn't changed. My mind hasn't changed.
I haven't even seen you with essence of hair.
I would love for him to go, let's see, one full week. Like, you start Monday, first show. What's the Monday? That's going to be what, the 3rd?
Yeah.
Okay, you start from the 3rd to the 10th.
All right.
Go one full week without shaving.
Right.
And then let's see
he's
how you look.
He's going to do it. He's going to say,
No.
If you guys
no,
want to do it, I'll
no,
do
no.
it. I mean,
Leroy,
here's
the thing.
This has been a long
time.
If he starts August 3rd without shaving and he goes a full week because he's going to be on the air with you guys, you'll see how it's gradually growing.
If you guys want, I mean, I'll have to talk to Mrs. Tobin about it because she likes.
Do you understand how the finagler works?
No.
I'm not a finagler.
Miami LB is right. Miami LB is right. Real men have facial hair.
I mean, I don't know about that, you know. I mean, but Nothing.
I want to buy you a Pampers. Baby face. I want to buy you a Pampers.
Listen, I'm just.
Get those Huggies off, Toby.
I'll look how I look. You guys look how you look. It's fine.
Take your Huggies off.
If I wanted to. If
what
I wanted
to do with
if
hair?
I wanted to look like a lumberjack, I would, but Greg, I choose not to.
Grow some hair, Toby.
I choose not to.
No,
it's you can't bully me into things. I'm a grown man.
You're not.
I don't want to do it.
You have no facial hair. You are not a grown man.
I don't want to do it.
You are not a grown man with no facial hair.
I could grow facial hair if I chose to, but I choose not to.
Can you grow it like this?
Yeah,
that's within a week. Can you? Nah,
that
you,
took him
no,
a week.
Leroy, you're right.
It's
Leroy,
a little unbecoming that took him a week.
Leroy, you're right. It would take him 5 months just to get three strands.
Yeah. Silly. It's silly talk.
Have you ever had full coverage?
Full coverage?
Because I know some people, it just grows patchy.
No, because I choose not to. You know? Smooth.
So your answer is
Schmeathen
no.
is
so
right.
You control your follicles? Hey,
that's a good bet. That's a good bet. Can Tobin grow a beard before the Dolphins win their first game?
Yeah, but what is the payoff for me who chooses not to have a beard? I don't want to have facial hair. So what is the payoff for me?
So I'd be willing
you
to.
You have to win a bet to
raise
get me to grow.
Okay.
Hey, yo.
All right.
You won't listen.
You won't listen because you'll finagle your way out of it. Because you're the finagler.
Have I ever not paid? Have I ever not paid a bet in my life?
No, you have.
No, you always live up to your
bets. This is one that you will find your way out.
You will find your way out of.
I don't have to find my way out of anything right now because I choose not to have a beard because that's what I like. I like the my face the way it is.
Okay, no, you know what? This is where you box yourself in, though, because you said you choose not to, but right now you were saying, oh, I have to ask Ms. Tobin. So is it
well, I'd also. It's both. It's both. It's both. I mean, Jennifer, when you've been married.
I had to let my facial hair. Because Rebecca said I look like RuBalls, and that was good.
Wait, what? You look like what?
She said I look like Zeus's balls. When it was, I had all
yes,
the hair.
Yes, you're hearing correctly, lad. All
right.
And, minus one
and,
to Josh.
And I got to tell you, it hurt a little bit.
Man, I'm sorry. Dude.
What, the insult?
It hurt.
I just don't understand why you don't go to a barber right now, you know?
Because I can't shave with a razor.
But the barber can.
No, it. See, Vlad.
I know.
That's why I know he ain't never had facial hair.
What?
Go somewhere and wax your face, then.
Wax
you
my
can't,
face.
You can't.
If I shave with razor, I get razor bumps.
Even if it's one of those guys.
It don't matter.
What if he has a handlebar mustache?
Like what? Like Raleigh Fingers?
Like
Raleigh Fingers?
Like he got the leather.
Yeah, like the hot.
Like beefsteak chop.
The hot.
I have something like this somewhere. One second.
He wants you to become beefsteak Charlie over here, man. Come on. Wait, who had facial hair?
Jennifer, she said she has something. Like
no.
To come.
Like
I thought
this?
You said you have something.
Like this?
Yeah. Exactly. Dude. Except a little bit more
even
twist.
Even the
bunny has more hair.
Dude,
than him.
I've never seen a picture
the bunny
with
has more
hair
than Tobin.
Yes.
I missed that bunny.
You couldn't bring him around my hood. He'd be cooked.
I think he did end up getting cooked.
Leroy pushing 70 and still worried about razor bumps. They hurt. I made it my whole life without them.
That's because you're not used to the facial hair, dude.
Treatin is hysterical. Treatin said Bunny looks like the dog. Brave old kid. Now.
We got that bunny at a flea market. That's
you bought it?
Yeah. Well, my roommate did. He's a flea market bunny.
How long did he last?
I think he lasted a while. I think he did last a while. I think he ended up living in his house at Polk County afterwards.
What is the shelf life of a rabbit?
It's a good question. I think it depends.
Y'all didn't check into that, right? Like,
well, he had
anytime
this...
my daughter wanted a pet, I had to check to see how long the pet would live because the you don't want to put your daughter through that.
He had he was a discount bunny because he had like a twitch, like you knew something was wrong with him.
Oh,
you got a crack bunny?
Damn, you got a crack bunny, B?
He'd be like hopping.
He got him on discount because he had a twitch.
He just had this involuntary, and then just like kind of went about his day. He was fine. It seemed like
when
it, but
he had like. Like, did he have pump bunny PTSD?
He was just like, you know, like he just kind of involuntary, like spasm, and then he'd just be back to his bunny life.
Dude, did anybody see the video? I forgot where I saw it. Some guy was fighting a kangaroo just out in his backyard. Not a kangaroo, but a deer.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife said, hey, just grab him by the collar. Like... He was yelling at him. I mean, like, or the guy that caught the badger.
I haven't seen that video.
He said, I got a new pet. And it was a badger, and it had, like, the long nails. I'm like, man, white folks is just straight crazy.
Where did you see that, Leroy?
I think it wasn't on X.
See, when you say stories like this, I want to believe you, but you also get got a lot by AI. So
no, okay. I'm going to pull it up.
Lies.
Okay.
Oh, this is great. I don't even know we're going to have
it. He's going to find it tomorrow.
This is AI, yeah, technology versus right Leroy. Now.
Take it easy. We'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy, give us one more weather update for the show today.
Sure can.
That's brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Protect your home before the next storm. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Call 954-968-8155.
It's gusting right now. Cloud. I mean, it winds are 15 plus. It's getting cloudy. Still moving out of the west. And it's got to be 88, 89 degrees.
He's a golfer, ladies and gentlemen.
Careful out there.
It's ominous with the clouds around here.
Ominous.
It's 93 degrees in Miami, man.
Yeah.
Man, it's hot.
It says on my app, it says it's going to rain in the next 7 minutes.
Jeez. Oh,
6 minutes. Very accurate. Countdown.
It stopped here during the break, but it's still kind of dark outside.
Heat advisory all over the place. So football is back, ladies and gentlemen. Kind of. Football's back. Football things are happening. All right. Yep. We're very excited. See, Zach Sealer spoke to the media today. Being a man's man, this was him at the podium just minutes ago.
Just look at me.
That's Zach Sealer with his spittoon. Just letting. I can't believe he's flying, though. He's got like a full-blown. I saw Zach Sealer's got he's a full-blown pilot now. You master the roads, you master the seas, and then you're just like, Zach Sealer, I'm going to go take these skies, high skies right now. Like, yeah,
didn't he fly like around Alaska or something?
He just might want to. He must want to like fly up a mountain and go camp up there, right? Like that's what somebody gets a pilot's license for. I have no interest in learning how to fly. You know, like it would just be like I would be terrified of something like that. You think you'd ever want to learn how to fly, Leroy?
I've flown in one of those little bitty planes, and the last thing I remember when I was a kid was my cousin going, feel that? We're supposed to be over there, but the wind blew us over here. That was it. Nope.
My father used to do it, and now my uncle's son does it.
I don't like it. Just it just makes me nervous. Just being just flying in general, like the takeoff, the landing, all that type of stuff. And when I'm in the air, I'm fine. But little planes, wanting to do that myself? No, I'll leave that to the experts. It just doesn't feel like something you pick up as a hobby.
That's why you do it. There's a lot of people that get lessons just as a hobby.
But
very expensive lessons, I'll tell you that.
Well, yes. Listen, he can afford them. I'm sure he's got I'm sure he's got a great teacher.
And you're playing on crap, and you're flying those little beginner planes are crappy.
You think he wraps his plane in camo?
Does he have a plane?
He would have to own it.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how that works. If you own a plane or you get to rent a plane, I don't know I don't know what the rules are of the sky. Direct hit. I just think we're going to load up, instead of an RV, we're going to load up and we're going to go camping in the mountains. It's like, what? That sounds crazy. How many more places do you need to camp?
Dude, first of all, there ain't a whole bunch I could do with Zach Sealer. I'm not getting in that little bitty plane, and we not going in the hoods in the woods or hunting.
What about RV? Would you just go on an RV road trip?
Yeah, I'd do that, but he want to stop in the woods, yeah, so no, I can't do it. Right?
Like, he'd get out of the RV with a tent and go sleep in the woods.
You wouldn't feel about that. You wouldn't feel comfortable with intangible activities with a master intangible. Like, if he's a real woodsman.
Listen, I've seen the show. It's called Alone and Afraid.
What?
When they drop two people off in the woods and they're naked and they all get beat up by mosquitoes.
Wait a minute. That's not the same show. It's Naked and Afraid.
That's Naked and Afraid.
Alone and Afraid is a different show. I don't know what
you're alone without being naked.
In any event, in both cases, they're getting dropped off in the woods.
You're not going to be naked in these woods.
Okay. So I don't care if I have clothes on, right? Here's the deal. You're off in them woods. Soon as something moves in the bushes, Leroy is out. No doubt. You know why? Because there's always going to be a white friend with you that say they ain't nothing but old.
Yeah, but whatever. That doesn't bring you any comfort?
No.
Why not?
So I can watch whatever's rustling in the woods beat both our asses?
So, like, if we're out in the woods with Zach Sealer and we hear shh, and you're just like, and he's like, that ain't nothing. And you wouldn't believe him?
Am I the only tangible there?
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right, nah, I'm believing you.
No.
All right, so what if you came with Leroy?
Then I know, me and Leroy got each other's back.
What does that mean?
Me and Leroy got each other's back.
Does Leroy have one arm or two arms?
The minute we hear Ruffles,
look at each other and it's like, hey, man.
I'm out, man.
You want to go get some lemon pepper wings?
Yeah, I'm out, bro. Let's go.
Okay, but you can't get, but yeah, but you're in the woods. There are no lemon pepper wings.
Exactly.
Or we can find lemon pepper wings quicker than we can find that wildebeest in the bushes.
But Zach Sealer could take his bow, you know, and he could fire at it, and then he could go make us some, like, you can make him some lemon pepper rabbit wings or something. I don't know what the hell's in those bushes.
Oh! We ain't even hunting with no iron?
Oh, wait a minute. You think Leroy and I are going to go to the woods without some artillery?
So you wouldn't do it with bow hunting. It has to be a gun?
Bow hunting?
Bow hunting?
Yeah.
If I had to shoot something to die with a bow, I'm dead.
Too close.
I wouldn't know how to figure. You saw when we went to the bow place.
We weren't very good.
No.
Strangely, Robbie
was. And Robbie was shooting threes with it and hitting everything.
Robbie had the release of Sean Marion. Like, it would go in, but we didn't really understand the method to his madness with shooting the bow and arrow. It looked like Joakim Noah.
The only one that hit anything. It was terrible.
Don't understand what the... But he landed.
Hey, man, don't criticize the form as long as the shot
is good. Yeah, the form was weird, but it was effective. It was effective for him.
Matters.
But I feel like if you were in the... like. So you wouldn't, even if you had the most expert woodsman, you would not spend any weekend camping?
No.
Crazy.
No.
Mm-mm.
What would it have to take? Two experts?
For me to go in the woods?
Yeah.
A road. So I could get the hell up out of there.
I'm going to tell you what it would take for me to be in the woods.
Okay.
An Airbnb.
Wow.
Glamping?
Oh my God. Leroy, what are you doing?
What
are
we
Leroy.
You can't do that in the woods, Leroy. Damn.
Minus
is that a possum?
One.
No, it's
for
a
technological
badger.
Snafu.
A honey badger.
That's a big ass badger, bro.
Yeah. See? Mm-mm. That's why I don't go in nature with white folks.
I'm not going to go out with anybody who's badger looks like the color of his pants.
I don't understand, though. Like, what is him being able to catch a badger barehanded?
Because
why?
Y'all all the same.
What does that mean, dude?
Everybody want to try stuff.
I just don't understand. You're taking away woods time for yourself just because this guy caught a honey badger barehanded.
I can't go. Did you see the claws on that
thing?
Those
are the people you want to be around.
That's what I'm saying.
They're going to protect you from it. They're going to hold
Here's
you.
Why.
They're going to hold them back.
Because all of my white friends that hunt, they would try and say, hey, look at this. Look at this. It's just a little snake, right? They'll play with me.
It's always a little.
Right. No.
Problem?
Mm-mm. No, not doing it.
Mm.
Not doing it. Like, why would I leave a perfectly good house to go sleep in some woods?
Just give it a whirl, baby.
That's a good point.
Okay, it's a good
point. Ain't no Wi-Fi in them woods. That's why your kids don't run away.
Oh, Leroy,
when we used to put the little thing around the stick, say, we out.
Leroy,
bye. See ya. Now ain't nobody gonna go leave because there ain't no Wi-Fi out there.
Wait, wait, don't you want to get one with nature?
Yeah, don't you want to get one with nature?
No. Me and this house are quite fine. The best
We'll take a break.
Aromatherapy?
No, it's the best form of therapy.
What? The woods?
Nature.
Nerves? Nerves? Like, I'd be too nervous.
RV.
No, I'm out of my element. My element is on my couch in front of the TV.
RVA Richie says, pooping in a hole sounds fun. Mm-hmm. Sounds necessary. You're in the woods.
See, and this is the other thing. Here's why I can't go with him.
Why?
Because you're going to go out of your way to try to make me feel as
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. Why would I do that?
Yes, you would.
Take your guy to one aquarium, and then all of a sudden he thinks you're always going to put him in uncomfortable positions.
No, the aquarium was cool.
I don't know. You seem to never enjoy it when you talk about it.
No, because, well, first of all, the guy wanted us to cuddle and take a picture.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Who wants you to cuddle?
He thought we were together.
Wait, what? Time out. Hold on.
When we walked into the Mandalay Bay Aquarium.
Hold on.
So, wait.
Hold on. Time out. Hold on. I got questions. I've got questions.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Can we take a break first?
No, because it's a short break. So
mind you, it is Vegas. There is a chapel there.
So you guys walk into...
That's the first time we went to Vegas. That's what he wanted to do.
I want to go to the Mandalay Bay Aquarium. See the sharks.
You're talking about the chapel.
Yep.
No. So you wanted to see sharks.
Yeah.
So you and Leroy go to the aquarium.
Yep.
And the host of the aquarium.
Said, you guys want to take a picture together? Because he kind of gave us that look. Like we walked in and he thought, oh, they're together. You know?
Like,
oh. That's a pretty man.
That's the perfect sound.
We'll take a break. We're back at this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy.
You know you're on the air, Leroy.
He's incredible.
I did.
He's incredible. I mean, it's really
I had to mute him because it worries me, the things that he's watching.
I'm just watching the Badger video.
For technological snafu.
Yeah, but it was a bunch of cussing afterwards, too.
Thank God for JFig for, you know, sending a message on our private chat saying that, thankfully, Badger video stopped because of the amount of cussing. She was looking out.
I put it on. I had it on silent. I turned the volume down.
You were watching it beforehand.
When it started. Right. I tried to turn it down.
Dude.
I turned it down. But I'm telling you.
That was a risk, man.
That's why, Tobin. Because that's you. You tried to catch it.
A badger? I don't think I'd mess with a badger, dude. They're pretty vicious. Iguana, that's another thing. By the way, just getting back into my Twitter account. Okay. Man, people were really mad that I scared Giannis.
Oh, with the lizard.
Yeah,
he
man.
Told you.
I mean, the iguana, frozen iguana.
People were so mad about that.
Yeah, bro.
I was just having fun.
You were, not him.
He was having a little fun.
The trepidation was on his face right there. Oh, my God. He was scared.
He looked like he was ready to get up and go.
I mean, he was smiling up until that moment.
No, because, like, the question he asked you was, like, a legit, like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like you just told him something. He's like, wait a minute, I wasn't prepared for this. And I bet you the Heat PR people were like, oh boy.
Well, I think it's important to I didn't even say Omar said you can't tell people about the iguanas. Let that be a surprise.
Yeah.
One guy said he's
there
been here for
my backyard yesterday.
He's been here for 10 minutes and look at what Tobin does.
Yep. After saying he didn't know if he wanted him.
You scared the poor man.
Riz McGiz says, me calling the police to get Tobin to stop.
I've been trying for 10 years. It don't matter. He's not.
Guy says, where does Tobin live? We just want to talk with an angry mob gif.
We just want to talk.
He's ruined. This is crazy. He's ruined Jimmy Butler, and now he's ruined Giannis. This has to stop. He's a double agent from Boston.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You can accuse him a little bit. I think that hurts the most, right?
I think that hurts
the
most. The
double agent hurts the most because there's nobody who's more heat than him.
Damn, why you did this segment, the final segment of the show?
What the F is this, bro? Didn't you learn your lesson from Jimmy?
The Jimmy thing wasn't my fault. It was
yeah,
your fault.
It was.
J-Fig?
You kept going back and forth to Pat and to Jimmy.
Thank you.
He said this, he said that, he said this.
J-Fig.
Showing
that picture of Bam smiling. The Bam pictures is like, really? Like,
no, it's what he said after this.
Just like,
no, that's when Bam looked at him like,
really?
Really?
Like, yeah, like Bam's got that really look. Like, really?
I just wanted to ask about Damian Lillard. What the hell does this mean? One guy said, where there is smoke, there is Tobin.
You're a four-alarm blaze, man.
I'm done.
You're a four-alarm blaze.
What does that mean? I'm not
a... You're a fire. You douse things. You burn things.
Tobin, don't act like this is the first time you've ever heard of this.
Where there is smoke, there is Tobin?
Yeah, you're a fire.
Yeah.
You're a heavy fireball.
You're doing too much, bro. Relax and stop spreading bull bleep for clicks.
Smoke bin. That's not a good one. That's
Tobin
a good one,
trolling too hard. Dude about to demand a trade.
Not even that. It's like Tobin is the only person on planet Earth that thinks I'm just having a good time and everybody else is miserable. And he hasn't figured out yet that, no, you're not making people laugh. You're making people mad.
That Tobin bleep need to shut the bleep up.
Wait, what is the number of comments underneath?
A lot, dude. A lot. I'll send you the, I'm Jennifer, a lot, dude. I'll send you the link right now so you can look at all the mentions.
This was last week. You didn't even have a time to catch up.
This is 2 weeks.
2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks.
Ago. I'm telling you guys.
You know what it is, too? Is that the people in the chat right here, they just shrug it off and go, that's Tobin, right? But the friends people don't understand that he's like this all the time.
I just didn't think that people would be this.
That's so wrong.
Poor Tobin, big heart, little shirt.
What are you, Winnie the Pooh?
Little shirt is crazy.
That's Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, are you Toby the Pooh? You Toby the Pooh.
Shirt.
Yeah. Jay Gatto, you know what I need right now? I need a Toby the Pooh.
He gone. He didn't even mention the snakes and gators.
Yeah, no, we ain't talking about the gators.
Oof. Well, they're not.
Wait a minute. You know he's going to buy. You know whatever home
he's
going to buy.
Oh, he's going to live on the water.
Yeah, he's going to live by the water. He's going to see some gators.
Saltwater gators.
Yo, what if Giannis starts reconsidering things? Like, I don't know. All these animals next to me.
I love the picture that they put of me calling the police to get Tobin, and it's just like someone in the background with the phone, like immediately.
Mike DePasquale?
Great hair, man.
Great hair.
All these years,
pros
still
pro.
Has unbelievable hair, man.
Pros pro. Oh, Vlad, one of your friends responded, just said Knicks in five.
I mean, he's right.
But that's what you would say.
It
that's
is what
you
would
say.
By the way,
that's why they say
as a Knick lover, I got to give Tobin credit. Like, all of a sudden, you've seen all these in five. The first person I ever heard saying in five was Tobin. Always saying heat in five.
You know, there was someone in the parking lot of our the Citadel that had a license plate that said heat in five.
Yeah,
God, that's great.
So I think, Tobin, you deserve your props for always being the first.
Remember the Suns in four guy? Remember that when he punched out the guy? Was it in Denver?
No, because they did win. Suns did sweep in four.
Yeah, they
right?
swept. And you just go Suns in four after you punch the guy's lights out.
Was it the Clippers?
Out. It might have been the Clippers.
Yeah,
because
it was the Western Conference Finals, I believe. Yeah, might have been a Clipper.
Well, I don't agree with these takes.
You know what? You know what's funny? If Davion's like, hey, I mean, Giannis is like, so Davion, these lizards, do you know anything about that?
No, and Davion gonna say, bro, they're not lizards. They're iguanas.
Oh, what happens? Like,
what you say?
When it gets cold, Giannis, they freeze. And you think they're dead, but they're not. So don't touch them and bring them someplace warm because
wait,
they'll come back alive.
Let's back up. After the first couple of conversations with Giannis and Lizards, you think he's going to approach one?
I think by the end of this, we should get him to approach one.
You want him?
That was my whole hope, is that we could bring him to a point where he wouldn't be scared anymore. You know? That's what I was hopeful for.
They don't attack. They run away. So from that standpoint, you'll realize that they run
away. Did you ever tell him that?
The what?
No.
You never got to that part of the conversation. That they run
away. No, he was petrified, J-Fig.
No.
The man was like, are you, like, he looked at the Miami Heat media relations people like, is this true? Like,
they're in your yard?
Is this true? And then I bet you that guy's like, yeah, it is
true. Like, yeah, they're invasive.
I don't know anything about this.
Now he knows. Mm. It's good to know things.
That's crazy. He's 6'11", 250 pounds, one of the top, most in-shape athletes of all time. But a little green lizard.
I mean, some of them are pretty big.
A little green lizard.
All right, let me not say green lizards get him shaken.
I think it was when I showed him the picture of me holding it. He was very confused. He's like, and I think what went in his mind immediately was intangibles.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I want to do now? I want to take Giannis to Roundup now.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Can you imagine Giannis and Roundup? Because I want him to see the intangibles that he's going to be dealing with.
That'll be interesting. Can we make this happen?
Listen, that would be great.
I apologize. I promise I will tone down the animal shenanigans for Giannis until he signs the extension.
It's too late. That's like what you said with Jimmy. I'm not going to have no more. He already gone.
Did you not hear what he just said? Till he signs the extension. So he's just going to be very nice, but once he knows that he's there for another extra 3 or 4 years.
Once he's locked in.
Can I ask you a question?
He shows up to media day with an iguana.
When does an extension mean you can't make a stink and get out of a team, off a team?
In a briefcase.
Not for lizards. Listen, if Pat Riley thought that lizards were really going to scare Giannis away, he'd have armed security.
He got enough money to have a guy for that.
Yeah, he'd have a guy there. Trust me. He goes, don't worry, Giannis. He goes, I got it.
They called Tobin.
He'd call Python Cowboy or somebody like that and be like, hey, I need you with me.
Tobin.
I'd do it if he needed me to. If Pat needed me to eradicate the lizard problem at Giannis's house, I'd do it.
You can't eradicate it.
Yeah, you could try.
They just run away, and then when you leave, they come back.
I'm telling you right now, Leroy, I haven't seen an iguana in my yard in years. Sonny Bay and I cleared out the problem. We already have the reputation.
What did you do, though?
My dogs, ever since my dog ate the first one, the other ones don't come around.
What did I do? I kept catching them, and she kept catching them, and she was shaking them like a rag doll. She's mean.
Yeah. They don't stop showing up in my backyard. They don't care.
I don't mean to be rude.
Well, I mean, we're sending
Scooby is not the most intimidating
Zeus
dog
and
in the world.
And Dre, and you're sending out Scooby.
The iguanas are bigger than Scooby. What do you
Scooby,
mean?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Out there.
I mean, that's the problem.
You got to defend.
You get something with a little more weight on them.
Right. Now, Sunny's vicious. She gets so mad. If I get one and she doesn't get to play with it, she gets so mad at me. She's like, you're a ball hog, dude.
My dogs think they can go and knock the trees around and iguana fall out.
They're stupid creatures.
You know, if I was fans of an opposing team coming to Miami, I would dress up like
someone's going to do it, right?
Like a D-guana, just be like this frozen.
That would be really funny if somebody did do that.
Glad you built like an iguana.
Yeah, true.
Me and Toby can't do that.
No. Oh, my
goodness. Somebody has to do that behind a free throw.
But
line.
I could wipe my ass, though.
Without the stranger.
Enough with that, Toby.
What? Sorry, dude. I apologize.
What are you doing? he snuck it by the first time. It's like, oh, what are we doing?
Noah.
Yeah. So when you go hunting, you when you go camping, do you like eat the beans out of the can over the hot fire?
Stop watching TV, man.
Like with the can opener? That's good right there.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Crazy. What a time to be alive. Well, I apologize, everybody. I angered. I haven't been on Twitter in 2 weeks, so. But it's good to be back.
They're probably like, he didn't even respond.
Yeah, he didn't even respond. That's impressive. People, or people thought I went into hiding.
Wait, I'm shocked.
First
that nobody,
Jimmy.
I'm shocked nobody
first
asked
Jimmy
you.
And now you're doing it with Giannis.
It's with Bill Simmons, and after everything he was saying about Miami media.
Oh, I don't even
know. I thought he might have been talking about you. Since you always have something to say about him.
I mean, he's just a baby, and he's been unbelievably wrong the entire summer. Like, I would be in a bad mood, too. He's supposed to be looked upon as some kind of source, and it's like, I think Giannis is going to go to Boston. I mean, he's going to go to Golden State. I mean, there's no shot he goes to Miami. Oh, he's on Miami? Well, Jaylen Brown's not getting traded. Oh, wait, he got traded? Oh, okay. LeBron is definitely going back to Cleveland. Oh, wait, no. He literally has been wrong about everything this summer. He's just got to he's got to get out of his feelings.
Oh, they implicated you on the Tyler leak.
Whoa, dude, that's not true. I didn't do that.
Because you was the guy who called out his burner.
I didn't. It's not a burner. Everybody knows it's him. Everybody, I've moved on.
Got him slapped.
I didn't get him slapped? That's ridiculous.
That's a crazy assumption.
You got him slapped. You got Jimmy gone.
Stop acting like I'm some agent of chaos.
You got Tyler slapped, and now you're trying to run Giannis out of town. Do you like basketball, dude?
Dude, I did not. I am not responsible for anything with that.
Really?
Nope.
You're not responsible for that Jimmy thing.
Are you responsible for Jimmy?
Oh, definitely not, dude.
Jimmy, the look, Tobin, the look that he gave you.
That's Pat Riley's fault, not mine.
Oh, now you blame your Riley?
It is Pat Riley's fault.
So is it Pat Riley's fault, or is it you for running back to Jimmy?
Like a snitch.
I didn't run back like a snitch.
Like a snitch.
You did.
I got to go. I don't sound like that.
Jimmy, Pat Riley has said that you should keep your damn mouth shut.
That's you did say that. You did say that. You did say Pat Riley said.
I didn't say that. I said to Pat Riley, Jimmy said, and then I said to Jimmy, have you spoken to Pat? He said no. No comment. Next.
Well, so, actually, his words were. No next. And no comment mean he know exactly what Pat Riley
his actual
said.
Words were, burn a hole through my head with his look, and then next.
Okay. So is this your final words until next week?
Yep.
Because you're gone the next 2 days.
Yep.
Have a good time.
Thank you.
Can you now say that you were wrong about the whole Jimmy situation?
Absolutely not. No. I got to go grow a beard. I'll talk to you guys later.